here we go. It is Tuesday morning, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Now, last week, President Trump said that he was planning to impose a 25% tariff on steel imports, 10% on aluminum. Of course, that created a little bit of a frenzy, a sell-off on stocks on Wall Street. And so to kind of sort through this, joining us right now is the CEO of the Coalition for a Prosperous America, Michael Stumo. Michael, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So why did the president say he wants to impose these tariffs?
Because government-owned steel companies in China for 20 years have been ramping up and oversupplying the world at dumped below-cost prices. And ultimately, our steel industry has dwindled to the point where it's and aluminum has dwindled to the point where it's a national security risk when they can't supply our military needs or at risk of it.
Why did Wall Street react the way that it did?
Two reasons. Number one, it was a mix because the Fed chairman announced that they were intending to increase interest rates more than they'd previously said. So that was unrelated, and that's a bigger impact, actually. And secondly, the tariff fears are overblown. People get... You know, we've seen irrational market behavior before. It really created a buying opportunity for the stocks to tank because these tariffs affect 0.05% of our economy.
The president mentioned the words trade war. He said, "Hey, maybe a trade war is not such a bad thing." What does he mean by trade war? Let's make sure that we're clear on what a trade war would be.
Well, first, we've had a trade war for 20 or 30 years. We've been the victim of it. We've been the only free trading nation in a world of strategic trade. So we've been, with our massive trade deficits, other countries have been relying on U.S. consumers for growth. Secondly, what I think he means is that we've got to rebalance this situation. We've got to engage in some constructive unilateral behavior because the multilateral talking and the TPP, the tariff reduction, all of these bilateral tariff or trade treaties have correlated with us having worse trade performance, and he needs to shake some things up to get a new normal, which is more in our interest.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this really plays into the desire to revise the North American Free Trade Agreement, doesn't it?
Yes and no. Yes, in that he did lengthen yesterday, but this national security issue. So, Section 232 is part of a law that allows any president for the last 50 years to take trade action if national security is at risk. The WTO or the World Trade Organization allows nations to define what national security is and to take action and has never second-guessed it so far. So he gave an executive order a year ago telling the Commerce Department to investigate whether our steel and aluminum industries were dwindling because of government-owned and subsidized foreign imports taking out our industry. This was the result of that investigation by the Commerce Department. NAFTA negotiations are on a different track by the U.S. Trade Representative, but they could become linked even if they didn't start that way.
It's interesting to see how this plays out. The Speaker of the House is not necessarily in favor of the president's decision to impose these tariffs. There will be negotiations that go on, I'm sure. What's your sense of what's going to happen next? What are the next steps in this whole situation?
It looks like President Trump, who's been on the trade issue for 30 years and now is listening more to the advisors that agree with him on trade, he's gone pretty far in his public statements. I'd be very surprised if he walks it back much, if at all. So I think it'll go forward. I think you'll see the market impact be a big nothing burger. A can of beer will increase possibly by 1 cent per can. You know, a range oven increase, you know, possibly by $5, and we'll see if that even gets passed on to the consumer.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. We appreciate the insight, Michael. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye now.